The relatives of Elian Gonzalez will go to federal court tomorrow to try to block his return to his father in Cuba. Lawyers for the family said in a statement today they will file suit in U.S. District Court in Miami. The six-year-old has been staying with relatives since being rescued from the seas off Florida November 25th. His mother died attempting the crossing. Elian is also big news in Cuba, where the government of Fidel Castro is keeping the custody dispute front and center. From Havana, NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
Cubans are accustomed to slogans. There's one for every occasion and every national crusade. This month, it's Free Elian. His smiling six-year-old face is on the billboards that flank Havana's highways and on the posters in nearly every downtown storefront. For the moment, at least, the campaign to recover Elian from his Miami relatives appears to be Cuba's top national priority. The official party newspaper Granma is filled with Elian news and commentary. Today, the top story was headlined, "The Battle for Elian Has Not Finished." Everywhere, it's Elian.
Bienvenidos a una nueva edición del noticiero. Hoy es 18 de enero.
The midday TV news program today opened with the latest Elian development.
Hoy en Mesa Redonda Pedagogos reflexionarán sobre la situación de Elian.
The top story, there'll be a round table later today with education experts discussing how Elian's learning will be affected by his experiences in Miami. Yesterday, a group of child psychiatrists, family psychologists, and medical doctors discussed the case in another roundtable meeting. They concluded that the attention and gifts Elian is getting in Miami amount to overstimulation and could cause lasting psychological damage. The panel's conclusions were summarized in a long newspaper article, and lengthy excerpts of the discussion were broadcast on the TV news program. The daily Free Elian demonstrations in front of the U.S. diplomatic mission here have been suspended for the time being, but only because of a huge construction project there. Bulldozers today were scraping away pavement, soil, and bushes, making way for what will apparently be a public plaza directly facing the entrance to the U.S. mission. The construction project began over the weekend, and today it was going full blast. One construction crew was digging trenches to lay new electrical lines for huge floodlights surrounding the plaza. Officially, it's a coincidence that the construction project began just as the government was organizing a new round of mass demonstrations in support of Elian's return. A construction supervisor, who did not want to be identified, insisted that the project has nothing to do with the case of Elian. It's just to build a plaza for the youth, he said. Another Cuban official was more forthcoming. Before, there was a temporary platform for demonstrations there, he said. Now there will be a permanent place. Apparently, the Cuban government is prepared for a long battle over Elian and intends to keep public attention focused on the case as long as possible. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Havana.